653. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
It's 855-450-3733. So, Stephanie, I've got a story. Oh, by the way, I went yesterday and I served the public in the state Republican delegation voting on the platform thing. And, you know, I've always had a problem with people using the terminology serve for people who work for the government. I know where it came from now, though, because this was an arduous task for which I got paid nothing. Drive across the state, argue with people I disagreed with on the state platform, and ultimately win some and lose some. So that's
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about that, I'd be happy to. I was asking you before the show started, like, do you think that was a fruitful use of your day? And you said you weren't sure about that, right?
I really think the jury's out. I'm not really prepared to say that it was particularly fruitful. I don't know. If we were successful in getting everything done that we wanted to do, was it fruitful? Or is it just the platform of the Republican Party that some Republicans will ignore, most Republicans will ignore, or whatever? I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell you whether it's fruitful or not. I know that there were a lot of my friends there.
You didn't seem to be, really happy about any of it, except maybe seeing some people that you wanted to see, right?
Isn't that the nature of serving, though? Not being particularly happy about what one does?
No. I mean, when I volunteer with Free Aid, I feel really happy, even though I worked hard or whatever. I feel joy at that, but I can see how a lot of people would probably have an image of service where it's like something you don't really want to do, but you're sacrificing yourself for the greater good or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say. The lunch in particular, I can tell you, was a lot of service. That thing was awful.
It sounded awful, yeah. And you got stopped by the Secret Service, too, right?
I did. Paul Ryan apparently was skulking about the Pinkerton Academy.
You never even saw him, but you couldn't step foot near him in the thousand-foot bubble.
I saw a group of people in which he may have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he certainly was surrounded. If it was him, he was certainly surrounded by a bunch of people. And, so that was it. Anyway, it's kind of a strange experience going in there and voting on the platform.
That does sound pretty strange. I was always so discouraged. I mean, I remember back, you know, I used to do inside this is like political activism, I guess. And I just got so, I couldn't stand it. I mean, I couldn't stomach it. Like, I always end up feeling so frustrated and discouraged and just wasn't for me.
Yeah, there were certainly more victories in the platform, in getting, you know, the platform passed than there were defeats, but it wasn't a, all-around victory.
So. And like you said, do Republicans actually look at the platform? It seems like they already have their ideas about what they believe is a Republican or should be their policies or whatever, right?
Maybe.
If the Republican platform somehow, like, what if you infiltrated the Republican Party and you got on the platform, pot should be decriminalized. Do you think many Republicans would heed that? Or would be
in this state, medical marijuana has been passed, two or three times.
And vetoed by the Democratic governor. But a lot of Republicans, especially like the law and order kind of conservative types, they're really against it. Like, no matter how much evidence they see or how many sick patients they see in front of their eyes.
I don't know that's true in this state. I mean, I just don't know.
Some of them are, right? But
some of them.
Do you think those Republicans?
400 representatives.
Yeah, okay, so, right, there's probably a diversity of views there.
It's getting passed over the head of whomever, and by a supermajority, it's getting passed, or close to a supermajority. So, I mean, it's it's not just Democrats voting for it, considering that the House has a supermajority of Republicans. So it's a lot of Republicans that are voting for it.
Yeah, well, okay, so to use a different example, for instance, you said on the platform that was recently adopted by the New Hampshire Republican Party, right, they now just have kind of a vague thing like, we value life instead of abortion as a felony, right? Which was what some people would like to see on there.
Yes.
Do you think that there are still going to be some Republicans or many Republicans who are going to run and say, abortion should be a felony, even though the platform doesn't say that? Like, how much impact?
If they said that abortion was a felony, I don't know that that would be contrary to the platform as the platform's written. It just says that we value life. So
I guess I'm trying to phrase a question.
Does it change anything?
Does it change the politicians, what they run on and the issues that they believe?
I think that it may have a small effect. And okay. consider that being elected to the delegation, which is what I was a... no one ran against me, and no one really knows what it does, so people tend not to, to run for it. It's only one day per two-year period.
And why would anybody want some awful sandwich for one day?
Next time, I'm packing a lunch.
yeah.
But, you know, it's one day out of 2 years, and it's not like it's a big thing to have given up. And so, therefore, you know, little sacrifice, little gained, I think.
I don't know. It sounds like a big sacrifice. I don't know.
One day?
Yeah, your time is precious. You only get so much of it.
Well,
you know.
I'm pretty aware that my time, although precious, is not exactly used fruitfully all the time. You know, like I screw around and...
Well, but maybe screwing around makes you happy.
Indeed.
Right? What's the point of life?
Is that the argument for screwing around?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, fine. You win. Screwing around's great. I got an article.
I like it myself. Yeah, let's talk about the TSA guy.
Got an article here from, it's abcnews.go.com. I'm not sure why they got that G-O in there all the time on ABC News, but okay. They do. It's convicted TSA officer reveals the secrets of thefts at airports. And this is an interview with this guy who got convicted, I guess it was in New Jersey, about... And he said he claimed, Stephanie, to have stolen $200,000 worth of stuff a year for 4 years.
Oh my God!
He was pilfering and pilfering and pilfering. He was
apparently, and if he did it for 4 years straight, nobody was catching him or anything.
I think they might have been, according to his claims, and this is the claim of a thief, a good sized thief.
Mm-hmm.
A grand thiever, a thiever on a grand scale. The other employees were so busy stealing that would never have noticed him doing it.
Yeah.
That was his claim. He started out going through bags and things like that, and I guess he had left a camera out accidentally one time, and said he didn't want to get in trouble for having not replaced all the stuff in the person's bag, and so he just put it in his pocket and went home.
Mm.
And basically he was just trying to not get caught.
Right. And that's how it all kicked off, huh?
Yeah, like he said, he thought about it, and he's like, I stole a camera, and it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
And apparently it was really easy. Now, I don't know. Surely people say to themselves, I lost that iPad at the airport, at the screening. I mean, this is $800,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And let's just assume he's the only one that ever stole anything at this particular...
Yeah, that's still a lot of stuff. And, I wonder if people complained about it. I mean, do you remember that a couple years ago there was a story about the TSA basically taking pocket knives and other things like that and selling them on eBay?
Now, this wasn't TSA agents. This was the agency saying, basically all the stuff that people left there, rather than trying to send it home.
They didn't leave
whatever.
It. It was confiscated because they couldn't take it on the plane. It was like,
have an option of taking your pocket knife and putting it in, going out, back out of the line and mailing it home or something like that, if that's what you want to do. But by confiscated, I think what they mean is they just basically left. It was prevented from coming into the airport, is what it should mean.
I don't know. I mean, I can't speak to everybody's individual experience, but the point is that they got all this stuff basically by hook and crook. I mean, weren't there, the people would have been getting on the plane with all the property that they brought into the airport on their person.
Sure.
And then they were reselling it on, they had no problem like making a profit out of all that stuff,
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. Even stranger stories is like U.S. soldiers coming back from Afghanistan carrying their AR-15s with them, have their pockets gone through and their pocket knives taken from them. They're carrying a rifle.
Oh.
And they'll have their fingernail file taken from them and their nail clippers.
You gotta follow the regulations to the letter, right?
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it
is.
It really is.
But
it
shows about their scruples, about their views on property. Like, it's not yours, or maybe they just think they own you and everything you own.
I don't know what they think, but they certainly don't think that a fingernail file is getting through if they find it.
We'll get a look into one of their minds here coming up.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone. the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-467-5270. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270. Call 1-800-467-5270.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And when you do your online shopping, go to shop.freetalklive.com. It is a, you know, it's a relatively easy way. It takes just an extra moment rather than going to, you know, whatever the vendor is. Mostly it's Amazon. That's probably where we get the lion's share of our referral fees. But shop.freetalklive.com has many vendors there that you can go look at. Shop.freetalklive.com just takes an extra moment. You get the same prices, same service that you normally get, and Free Talk Live gets a little spiff. Shop.freetalklive.com. So there's this story out of ABC News about this former TSA agent, thankfully it's former,
yep,
who's claiming that it was that he was stealing stuff from people's luggage, carry-on luggage, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's
on
like
a regular basis.
He's like coming clean, right? He's like revealing how he
appears
did
to be coming clean. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, as I see, I'm looking at this ABC News article, which I just hooted out to our audience here. And of course, if you want to look at that, you can follow us on Twitter at Free Talk Live, all one word, or like our Facebook page. But yeah,
it's twitter.freetalklive.com and facebook.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Is that
yep.
right?
Yep, those are very useful to have. So on ABC News, there's a video of him talking about this, but he says he was part of a culture that allowed basically corrupt employees to just take whatever they wanted from people's luggage with impunity.
You know, and I wonder about this. It, you know, I can see both sides of this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
If you had stolen $800,000 worth of stuff, it would be a lot easier for you to live with yourself
mm-hmm.
if you said that everybody else was doing it, too.
Yeah, and it would also be a lot easier for you to get away with it. I mean, that I think that shows.
However,
me, yeah.
it would be a lot easier for you to have gotten away with stealing $800,000 worth of stuff, because that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, even
over
retail.
Over the course of 4 years, yeah.
It's putting a lot of things in your pocket. And in order to have gotten away with that for so long, it would seem like somebody, some law enforcement officer, which is what, you know, TSA is to some extent,
yeah.
would have found you at some point or another, and apparently not.
Do you know how he got caught? It says here in this article, he says he got caught when he tried to sell a camera that he stole from the luggage of a CNN producer on eBay, but he forgot to remove all the news network's identifying stickers. So somebody reported him or something like that who tried
wow.
to buy this camera. Yeah. So, I mean, he was getting really complacent.
Yes. Very complacent. And I guess so he's selling them on eBay. And
yeah.
He's making his money. He also.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. I feel bad for the people who get stolen from. I'm laughing because, I mean, it's very audacious. You know, it's very brazen.
And also, it's not like the warnings aren't given. It's not like Free Talk Live doesn't come on every single day mm-hmm. of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday, and tell you that when you put people in charge of the government in whatever way, if it's a little way, they're liable to be corrupt in a little way. And if it's a big way, they're going to be corrupt in a big way. And the warnings...
People don't really... Like, the general public, though, I don't think can be blamed. I mean, that's almost like saying that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty or whatever. Like, you really can't help it. I don't think most people wanted the TSA.
You don't think most people wanted the TSA? I disagree.
Well, maybe they did at the time,
see,
but
now,
they don't now.
That's what I want people to own, though.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you, the American public listening to me, that it's your fault. All of this is your fault.
Okay.
The police state that we're in is your fault. I'm saying it's your fault until you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Until you convert from your sinful ways of believing that somehow you can abdicate your responsibility to yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, and people you don't even know. And give it over to somebody else, and that's going to go well. It's not like the lessons aren't legion out there. The lessons are legion. And
yeah, there's enough evidence,
I think. Until you take responsibility for that abdication of responsibility, then and only then will you know.
So you're saying there's enough evidence that, you know, people who are paying attention should be stopping giving their moral support to these people, right?
You know, I mean, I'm sick of the lesser of two evils thing.
Yep.
Well, if we don't have the TSA, people will be blowing airplanes up. Really? Really? I mean, as though, first off, no terrorist blew up airplanes on 9/11. They got control of the airplanes because people gave them to them, gave them control.
That's really unlikely to happen again, as you point out many times on the air.
And nobody is going to give anybody the control of an airplane. No you American pilot or anybody is going to give control of an airplane to somebody with a box cutter ever again.
Sure.
And, you know, and somehow also, or another, they kept people with guns largely off of American Airlines up to that point.
We also can't forget to say when we're talking about this that in the TSA's own tests, like where they go and try to put people through their lines with fake guns, knives, and bombs. Usually the test results get leaked. They don't release them publicly, but the leaks always say that they miss the vast majority of stuff that people, that the testers try to bring through.
Yeah, I don't know how often the test results get leaked, but when the test results are leaked.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying when there's a test result that comes out, it's probably leaked. It's not like they're putting out a press release that says, yeah, we suck. We missed 80% of the guns that we tried to get.
The lowest
get
I've ever seen was 75% was what they missed of guns, knives, bombs.
Yeah, and sometimes they missed 100%.
They did.
Wasn't there one that got through the line five times with the same gun or something?
The most recent one was a handgun with the new backscatter machines. The new backscatter machines. The old new backscatter machines that they were,
new.
They've changed the backscatter machines a little bit. There's, they had to spend billions on that one too, right? We got to be safe. So, every couple of years we got to have some new thing that they spend billions and billions of dollars on. And so that one they failed to detect. This is the one that's supposed to show you buck naked. They missed the same, same gun over and over again, five times. Five out of five times.
They were too busy looking for iPads to steal, right?
I don't know what they were doing. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah.
So, there you go. I mean, it's stunning to me. I tend to think that the TSA isn't going to protect us from anything. They've never caught a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that we need the TSA, I'd like to hear the reason why. Because I am unconvinced.
Me too.
And
I'd like to hear stories. I just hooted this out, by the way, so maybe people will tweet replies, but I want to know if you've ever had anything stolen from you by the TSA, because if this is actually like this big of a problem, someone out there listening to the sound of our voices has to have a personal anecdote about this.
There's absolutely been lots of stories. I can tell you that, mine is, and it's not pleasant at all. I had, here in New Hampshire, they give you a temporary driver's license.
Yeah.
So for 2 months, it's good. And then, it looks just like a regular driver's license, just has a short expiration date.
Yeah.
That way, I guess they can check through your permanent record and make sure that you are a good driver, and they give you a regular driver's license after that, send it to you in the mail. So then I have two pieces of plastic with my picture on and all my information. So I say to myself, I'll put the regular driver's license in the car, and I'll keep on me the expired one. It's good enough for identification. It identifies me.
No, not good enough for the government. Not good enough for government work, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you how that went.
Not well.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about your TSA horror story if you wish. 855-450-3 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. Somebody's singing there. 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, you know, Stephanie, as you saw when you came in, I got a new car.
I know. I noticed it right away. And the thing that I noticed first, it was plugged in.
Yeah, it's a plug-in hybrid.
On the studio, the outside of the studio building.
I decided to get the plug-in hybrid. Yes, I know. Financially, it may not make as much sense as some other cars out there. I could have spent half as much money and got a car that got half as much as miles per gallon, and it would have been fine. But for me, using less gasoline means fewer dead people around the world. I tend to think that these wars are fought over resources, and at least to some extent fought over resources, and I intend to use as few of those resources as possible.
Yeah.
So
I imagine it could be pretty cool not to have to stop for gas as often, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's nice. I haven't stopped for gas yet, so
yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go. And
how long have you been driving it?
Well, I don't. But my wife drives it more than I do.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, a few days. So, anyway, one of the first things I did was take out my Freedom Cam from my PT Cruiser convertible and put it into the new plug-in. And
I was asking you about that before the show, if that was compatible, if it worked. And you said, yep,
it works fine. If you've got a cigarette lighter or whatever they call those things now, what do they call that, a voltage outlet or something?
Yeah.
Nobody calls them cigarette lighters
right,
anymore.
I think it's pretty rare for people to smoke cigarettes in their car. Well, maybe it's not. I don't know.
20%
most people
of the population
use that for power.
They don't come with ashtrays anymore.
Right.
They used to come with ashtrays. They don't come with ashtrays anymore.
So. Yeah.
And I think you could probably buy that maybe separately or something. But anyway, the Freedom Cam, to me, is insurance against some kind of accident, some kind of police pullover, something like that, where my story doesn't match with the other person's story. And this isn't unlikely. People buy insurance for all kinds of things on the road. For me, the Freedom Cam is just insurance against these things happening. So I pull the Freedom Cam out. It goes with me. It's $250. I believe it's on sale right now. And I don't know when it's going to go back up, but you can go get the dash cam right now at freedomcam.net and pop it right in the car, and you'll know that in that circumstance you'll have 8 hours worth of video, the most recent being there, whatever the circumstance was. It also automatically saves any sort of bumps that occur, so sometimes if I hit a big bump, it'll make a little doing noise to let me know that it's decided to save that spot.
Interesting.
And it saves the audio, the video, the direction, the speed, the GPS coordinates. You've got everything. And then you can just, if you need to, go to court and say, here's the evidence. And you pop it right in the computer and say, this is what happened.
Yeah. Show
me where the giant unicorn danced in front of the road and they had to swerve.
Well, I've heard stories of people using their iPhone data to get to, like, acquit them of speeding tickets. So I wonder if somebody will use the Freedom Cam for that, too.
They certainly could.
I suppose it could be a double-edged sword because it could also incriminate you on some things. But I don't know. If you're driving safely, then you have nothing to worry about, right?
Indeed. FreedomCam.net. Let's go. We've still got this TSA story that we're talking about here.
I have some funny responses, too. I tweeted out, has anybody ever had an item stolen from them from the TSA and got lots of responses? Yeah, my virginity, my liberty, my toothpaste.
I lost toothpaste to them. They've never taken my virginity. Let's go to Annie in St. Louis. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing?
All's
wonderful.
Well.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I don't have a TSA story, but I have a story about the police here in St. Louis.
Sure.
I've heard things about St. Louis police. Go on.
Yeah, I was picked up. This has been about a year and a half ago. They knocked on my door at like 5:45 in the morning and had a warrant out for my arrest for a ticket I didn't pay on expired plates.
Okay.
Now, I got the plates fixed prior to this. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay the ticket.
Yep.
So was this a situation where they told you that if you got the plates fixed, then you wouldn't have to pay the ticket, or was this...
No, the plates were already fixed.
No,
plates were already fixed. I just didn't pay the ticket.
Okay, so I'm just trying to clear up. So what they have this thing out there called a fix-it ticket. And a fix-it ticket means that if you do whatever it is that they want you to do, that you will not be fined. And sometimes that will be the case on, you know, expired tags or something like that. Was that this circumstance, or did you just do what...
What they did was, I live in an apartment complex. They rounded up, like, 100 people that had, like, warrants out for unpaid tickets and stuff like that. I spent 22 hours in jail.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, and who lives in an apartment complex, too? It's generally, you know, people...
What the word on the street was is the apartment owner, the woman who owns this apartment complex, had something to do with the cops where, like, I guess she got a kickback or whatever because she got all these people rounded up.
Wow. That's pretty outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, you know, Annie, I'm struck by, like, where was the victim in this so-called crime that they said you committed? I mean, this caused a dawn raid, you know, where they took you, they came into your apartment early in the morning and took you away for what? For just not having your plate in compliance with their silly regulations?
Okay. The thing about it was is that my plates were already good. It was about not paying the ticket.
Yeah, that's even worse.
And
right.
They took me down to downtown St. Louis and threw me into a cell with like 20 other women. One of them was like a heroin addict going through withdrawal.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And they dumped me out. Somebody must have said, you better get her out of there because she's in there for a ticket. So they let me out of jail at 3:00 in the morning out in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, luckily I got a cab. And this man was so wonderful. He took me home. I paid him. But it's like over a ticket for expired plates. It wasn't even a moving violation.
Yeah, you know, and
that's
I
awful.
Wondered to myself, what is the... I have yet to figure this out. What is the public safety issue around the making plates expire? If we need little numbers on the backs of cars in order to identify who owns the car, and maybe, you know, if they're robbing a bank or something like that, or, you know, going so fast that nobody can catch them, I don't know what the reasons are, but it makes sense that you'd want to be able to identify a car.
Well,
certainly.
The thing about it is when you get into a cab, you can swipe your credit card or your debit card to pay for that fare. Why can't you do that for a ticket?
Well, probably because they're just not up on current technology. I'm sure they would love to be able to do that, to just accept the payments instantly.
Half of it's compliance.
Yeah.
Half of it is they want you to jump through hoops.
I missed a whole day of work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
What sense does that make?
None. No, I can't.
Well, it makes this kind of sense. They don't lose anything if you lose a day of work. That's the kind of sense it makes.
They don't care.
Well, it's like, and I went from one jurisdiction to another. It's like I just didn't go to one police department. I went to the Central County Department, and then I went to another department, and then I went to another department. And it just got worse as it went on. And it's like, really? This is all for expired plates, which I had taken care of, but I didn't pay the ticket.
It's pathetic. Ann, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sorry to hear about that, Annie. Yeah. That's tough luck.
855-450-3733. Yeah, I don't understand why these tags have to expire once a year. Why can't you renew them for several years? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't the tag just for the lifetime of the car? When you get a car, here's the tag.
It's not just the tag that expires. It's also your driver's license and the insurance and the the registration, the inspection on the car.
Yeah.
All
the inspection
things.
Makes a certain amount of sense, but the tags don't break.
Sure.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Good heavens.
Oh, no. I know the song.
3733. That's the Gundam song.
Famous, yeah.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-467-5270. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270. Call 1-800-467-5270.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870- 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, playing exciting new music here on Free Talk Live. You know, it's normally just Ian's long-haired devil music that gets played on Free Talk Live. I don't see any reason why.
Long-haired devil music, wow.
Some of that stuff is just outrageous.
Well, it's meant to get people's attention, right? It's meant to brand Free Talk Live so they know if they hear the devil music, then we're coming on.
Then explain to me why
the devilish hosts are coming.
Why he hasn't updated it in 10 years.
Oh, because now it's part of Free Talk Live's branding, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's not very fair to the musical artists if we use their song to brand us.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, maybe they'd be flattered that Free Talk Live uses their music beds.
Certainly they could be.
Yeah. I mean, if I were going to start my own show, which I actually do have my own show, and I used original music beds because, you know, I wanted something completely new and didn't want to run into any issues with somebody who might not like me using their music.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
So if you're looking to get more episodes of Free Talk Live, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got episodes going back for 6 years there for free. You can do what you want with them. Use them when you're working out or exercising. That would be the same thing. Working in the garden or going from place to place, whatever your commute might take you, it's archives.freetalklive.com. They're completely free to you. I know that most talk show hosts, they want to charge you for those. Not Free Talk Live. Give them away for free.
It's a great resource, too. I mean, is there a way that you could search the archives, Mark, for, like, a specific topic? Like, let's say you want to really hear a discussion about voting or a discussion about GMO foods or something. Is there, like, a search function that you could use?
I don't know if there's a search function that you could use, but I do know that when they are labeled. Mm-hmm.
Topics are all labeled on the show.
I would ask our producer, Syphase, if that was the case.
Putting that question out to the ether there.
Indeed. So,
so we're going back to this TSA worker who stole $800,000 worth of stuff from passengers?
And finally got caught, apparently trying to sell a camera on eBay that still had
CNN logos on it. Yeah, he got really, really lazy, really complacent, and just didn't bother taking that stuff off. And then
he said,
he got caught.
It became so easy, I got complacent. And no doubt, he's one of 400 TSA officers who have been fired for stealing from passengers in the past decade. And I want you to consider that it may not be in the TSA's best interest to fire somebody for stealing. Like, they may feel that they have to do it, and I think that it's admirable that they would, but it's not necessarily in the organization's best interest to find everybody who's stealing. It's probably in their best interest
to keep
make examples of people in order to prevent other. They don't want people stealing, certainly, their agents stealing, but they also don't want to catch too many of them doing it.
I mean, how ironic is it that they say, well, actually, there's a quote from some supervisor in this article that says, you know, the TSA has a zero tolerance policy for stealing, but the way that they're funded is through theft. They get their money to exist, to be an organization, because the government forces people to pay taxes to give up that money unwillingly. So, I mean, you could certainly draw a parallel to the way that they're funded and stealing. So how ironic is it that they don't tolerate their employees stealing stuff, but, yeah, the way that they're funded is completely okay?
Well, that's nothing unusual when it comes to policing organizations. Policing organizations all over the world are funded through tax dollars, and
that's not voluntary.
It's not. I mean, if you opted into the circumstance using those police, then it wouldn't be stealing, but
I just think that deserves to be pointed out, right? There's a little bit of a disconnect there.
To me, what the issue is power. When you have, obviously, this person, this individual, was relatively unchecked in this realm. He stole $800,000 worth of stuff and claims that everybody else was doing it, too.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if everybody else was doing it or not, but I can see, that if he was getting away with it for that long, doing that much stuff, then, you know, there's certainly some kind of atmosphere of it.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, he was warned by somebody in the office that he had better be careful, so that there was somebody looking out for
him. Somebody might have actually known about it.
The complaints were there, apparently.
Yeah. He actually says in this article, there's a couple quotes from him. Do you mind if I read those?
Go ahead, please.
He said it was so easy. His last name is Brown. It was so easy, said Brown. I walked right out of the checkpoint with a Nintendo Wii in my hand, and nobody said a word. He says he soon learned how to read.
He walked out of the checkpoint with a Nintendo Wii in his hand.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
Who goes to work with a video game console? I mean, what is the likelihood of that being the case?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You'd think that they would. It's a big white piece of electronics.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense that anyone would be carrying it around.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. So somebody was just either looking the other way or not looking at all. He said he learned how to read the X-ray scans to find the most valuable items to steal. I could tell whether it was cameras or laptops or portable cameras or whatever kind of electronic was in the bag, he said. At the time of his arrest, he was offering for sale some 80 cameras, video games, and computers on his personal eBay page.
Oh, yeah, this guy was moving some. He had to have been moving stuff.
Unbelievable.
$800,000 worth of stuff. Now, try to imagine the kind of operation this dude's running. Now, I don't know if he had somebody helping him or not, but this isn't, if I run across the odd camera or whatever, I'll grab it.
Yeah. He's looking for them.
He's targeting things. He's targeting bags. He's going. He's getting the stuff out of them. I mean, what kind of, I guess, was he running the thing, stopping the bag, going through it, getting the thing out, removing it, and then starting up the conveyor belt again? Because they stop these conveyor belts all the time.
Yeah, he must have been doing that.
You really can't see what they're doing back there. If they stop and they go through your bag, there's no way to tell.
You can't see what they're doing. And
you just want to get your shoes on, get your belt on, tuck your blouse back in, and get back to the airplane as quick as you can. You haven't checked all your electronics, so by the time you find out, what happened?
Usually
you're
separated from your stuff. Like, you put your carry-on bag on the conveyor belt, and then they shepherd you into a different line to get the metal detector or the body scanner or the enhanced pat-down or whatever.
It's at least out of your vision.
Yep.
And then it has that, it's difficult to see where it's coming right out of the screening thing.
Yeah.
And so it's, several feet before you actually get to see it.
I've actually worried before that, they make you take your laptop out specifically and put it in, a separate bin sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, my laptop is just sitting here. I can't see it or touch it. And there are all these people walking by, anyone could grab it and nobody would know that it wasn't theirs, right? So I just,
especially if there's some kind of trouble with you at the little zapper point.
Oh, right.
So this is
another
incentive for you to behave yourself while going through their little gizmo, their little naked scanner machine.
Yeah.
No questions from you, citizen. Just be quiet so you can get to your stuff and it won't get stolen.
Gee, I wonder why airline travel is down, on the order of 30-40% since the last 10 years. Nobody wants to fly. Nobody wants to put up with this crap.
Indeed. The fact is it's down, what do we say, 30%?
It's more than 30%, I think less than 40%, so it's somewhere in that ballpark.
And that's domestic, and then international is down quite a bit, too,
yeah.
Somewhere in the 20 to 30 range.
Yep.
So, some people could claim that this might be, people are scared from 9/11, but It's been a long darn time.
Yeah, it's been about 10, 11 years.
Whenever I talk to anybody, they say no, they don't want to fly because they don't want to get the butt massage, the blue glove love from the TSA. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I'll admit that I don't speak to every American, and certainly the ones I do have a higher interest in liberty and that kind of thing, but I've heard so many people say they just don't fly anymore.
Yeah.
And that can't be good for the airlines. It can't be good for anybody. It can't be good for tax revenue.
Sure.
And this is an organization that still has never caught a terrorist. And every time we ever get any information about their red team testing on themselves,
it's dismal.
It's always a failure. 75% of 75% they, missed they really, is the best I've seen. 100% is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, they really have no incentive to do well, though, because it's like almost like every government program. When they do poorly, either they get more money or nothing happens to them, right? And they're not. It's not like the TSA could be replaced by another contractor or company or whatever. They don't even have that mechanism. They're never going to go away, and they know it, so they don't have to do well. They're always guaranteed that they're going to be there. And unfortunately, we suffer.
Surly, you know, like we're the lowest paid of the federal employees. We should be getting more. They're not called thousands standing around for nothing. You know, I mean, it doesn't seem. Yeah. I'm not saying they're all standing around, but it doesn't seem like they're really particularly efficient at getting things through. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. I don't know. Maybe they're getting better. It's just kind of. You wonder, what's the point of this?
Oh, yeah.
It's very frustrating to be in that line and having your stuff going through in this way. 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.